the Jacksonville Jaguars select Yannick Ngakoue, defensive end, Maryland.
With the draft coming, man, brings back some memories for me personally, and I'm assuming for you as well. You're only a couple of years removed. Going back to like your draft day, man, what was that like for you?
It was real emotional for me, you know, just thinking about where I was going to go, just waiting, seeing picks ahead of me, you know, guys going in front of me, and it was kind of getting frustrating a little bit, but, you know, after a couple picks in the third round, I got my name called, and which was actually interesting was I was kind of mad, so I just went in the kitchen, and I was by myself. All my family was in the living room, and then I just seen a 904 number call me.
What's up, man? It's Dave Call with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You ready to come to work?
Are you ready to be a Jaguar? And my mom was right there, and it was just like the most exciting moment of my life. So,
third round pick, it means that everybody passed up on you multiple times.
Definitely.
How's that made you feel?
Made me feel some type of way. So every time I strap my pads up on Sundays, I look across the other sideline and look at those guys that passed up on me, and I try to just impose my will on that team and try to show guys, like, look, you missed out.
What made you go third round, in your opinion? Like, you know, because you had pretty good stats in college. Like,
I led the country my last year in the league. I mean, in college, as far as sacks. I would say my first 2 years, we played a 34 defense, so I stood up a lot. And then we transformed into a 4-3 defense where I had to put my hand on the ground. So it was kind of different, you know, playing against the run from standing up from 2 years. And I guess, like, analysts and scouts kind of say I couldn't play against the run when that wasn't the case. It's the guy in the new defense trying to figure himself out and still led the country in sacks. But, you know.
Yeah, I can see you still got a little, you know, still got a chip on your shoulder from it, as you should, you know.
Yeah.
But now that you're a Pro Bowler and you've experienced some success, you know, do you still have that chip on your shoulder?
I definitely still got that chip on my shoulder. I know I still turn on the TV and they talk about the top edge rush guys. Like I was mentioned once, but I need to be mentioned every time you talk about it. Every single time it comes on, I need to be mentioned. And that's how I feel, so that's how I need to work.
Yeah, I like it. That's the mentality to have. What's going to be your motivation after you make the money where you can take care of your mom?
Legacy. I want that legacy. Me and you talk about it every day. You know, just being one of those top guys going down the history when you all said and done, when you're done putting the cleats on. And I want to be one of those guys. If I'm going to give it my all, I might as well give it my all. You know what I mean? I don't want to just go through the motions when I come to work and just play average and be a good standard where I can just stay in the league. I want to be elite for years and years to come. When you watch the greats, like me, I like to watch a Football Life a lot. Like when I'm not doing nothing, I watch a Football Life and look at all the greats. And a lot of them
study that greatness.
They had the work ethic.
Every single one of them that came before us, man, paved the way, you know, and you can learn a lot from them. And I'm glad that you studied them. That's one of the things I try to do. You know, I wish I did earlier in my career, like when I was your age. I didn't do it until I got a little later, but it really changed the way I see the game and play the game. That's huge. I see that you are very motivated and got the right mindset, as I always do every day, just, you know, being around you.
Appreciate
you know,
that.
Gives me energy, man. So 2018, you know, we got big goals.
Yep.
And everybody else is starting to kind of pat us on the back and tell us how good we are, man. What can we expect from you?
Expect a lot. I still feel some type of way. We only have one primetime game. You can expect a guy that's going to be more of a vocal leader, but he's going to show his game, you know, each and every snap, not taking no plays off. And just motivating my team, man. That's the number one thing for me, making plays to motivate my guys in the locker room and leading by example on and off the field.
Can we see a guy who can lead the league in sacks?
Yes, I'm going to put it out there, yes.
Can we see a guy who can potentially threaten the sack record?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a record between me and you got to break. I know it's going to be a friendly competition. So I'm going to challenge you to it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got some big goals for us as a D-line unit. And I'm going to depend on you to you know, be one of the people that make sure we got opportunity to get there. You know, but also myself, you know, and we got a big group, man. This will be special, man.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it, man.
Sure, bro.
Appreciate you sitting down with me.
Already, brother.